We open with prayer. O Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. How many of you are sophomores? Sophomores? Yeah, okay. I love that word, sophomore. It's one of my favorite words. Because, as I'm sure you know, it's an oxymoron. It's one of those words that's an apparent contradiction. There's a lot of oxymorons in the English language. Things like dark light, living dead, or open secret, sweet sorrow. These are things that seem to be a contradiction. And as I'm sure you're aware, that word sophomore is made up of two Greek words that literally mean wise fool. Sophia meaning wise, and moros, word where we get moron, meaning fool. So sophomores are literally wise fools. Now, those two words are very contradictory. And I'd like you to take note of those words as I read through our text for this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Just note how many times he refers to foolishness and wisdom, and how those seem to contradict each other all the time. We read from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18 to 25. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. In fact, it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will bring to nothing. Where is the wise man? Where is the expert in the Jewish law? Where is the probing thinker of the present age? Has God not shown that the wisdom of this world is foolish? Indeed, since the world through its wisdom did not know God, God in his wisdom decided to save those who believe through the foolishness of the message, of the preached message. Yes, Jews ask for signs, Greeks desire wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, which is offensive to Jews and foolishness to Greeks. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. We preach Christ crucified because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Those things are so contradictory, wisdom and foolishness, and yet we see it all the time in our world. When I was a kid, there was a series of cartoons that aired on Sunday morning that were called Schoolhouse Rock. It was an effort to interject some education into Saturday morning cartoons that kids were always watching. And their slogan was, knowledge is power. And there's a lot of people that live by that today. People think that you give people knowledge, they'll make better decisions. They'll have more power over their own lives. People will choose the right thing. We see this all the time. They say if you educate people on how bad smoking and vaping is, people will quit. If you educate people on how dangerous it is to drink and drive and all the dangers of alcohol, people won't do those things. Now, there are definitely benefits to education, but these issues haven't gone away, even though people know better. And that's because the knowledge of this world just isn't the answer. All of our knowledge of this world, all of our human wisdom is tainted by sin. We may know in our minds what is right, but what do we do? For example, I know in my mind that eating vegetables is good for me, and that's what I should be doing. But when I'm hungry, and when I'm sitting around at home and I want a snack, what do I eat? Not vegetables. We can have all the worldly wisdom we want, all that knowledge, and yet when it comes time to make a decision, so often our sinful flesh gets in the way. It's something that Paul talked about when he said, the good that I will to do, I don't do, but the evil that I don't want to do, that I continue to practice. This is exactly how our lives are. We know these things, and yet we don't always follow them. A number of years ago, when I was studying to be a pastor, I was talking to a friend of mine who was already a pastor. And I asked him, is it tough being a pastor? Is it tough being prepared for all those theological questions and always having the answers for people? And he just smiled and said, that's not tough. He said, 90% of being a pastor is reminding people of things that they already know. Reminding people of that basic gospel message that they are saved through Jesus' death. We are sinful. We know the truth of what Jesus did for us in our heads, and yet it gets crowded out with all these other things, with all this other knowledge that comes our way. Thank God he brought that worldly wisdom to nothing. Thank God that he didn't leave us just to find our own way, our own foolish way. We don't gather here together in the morning to listen to a dynamic preacher, someone who can really speak well. No, we come here to hear God. We come here to hear his word, his wisdom, that foolish message, the message that others call foolishness, the message of the cross, Christ crucified. Such a simple thing. The smallest child can learn those words. And yet, it's nothing new. Paul said, since the world through its wisdom did not know God, God in his wisdom decided to save those who believe through the foolishness of the message preached. Something so foolish can be so wise and have that power of God. And that's why what that friend of mine was a pastor, what he told me made sense. Because what he was telling me was, as a pastor, he wasn't trying to tell people anything new or profound. Just bring them that basic gospel message. That one thing that we need. Now, this message doesn't make sense to the world. The world looks at you as a moron. The world looks at you and thinks how foolish you are. When I was studying at the university, I was taking these classes. I was seeking knowledge, pursuing knowledge, getting a degree. And I remember I was in a class, and I'd been in this program for about a year, when in our class discussion, it came out that I did not believe in evolution. I believed in creation. I was mocked. I was ridiculed for believing that. One of my friends in that program came up to me afterwards, and he just was astounded. He said, "You seem so normal. You seem like a normal, intelligent, educated person. How can you believe that?" That's something that the world looks at as foolish. It's ridiculous. And that's something that you're going to face all around you every day. God tells us the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But God doesn't stop there. He goes on to say, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. And that's what's so special. People ridiculing us and calling us morons also gives us an opportunity to tell them that gospel message. To tell them, hey, this is real wisdom from God. So when we consider, are we sophomores? Are we wise fools? In one sense, in the world sense, we're just plain fools. But because of what God has given us in his word, we are wise fools. Because we have Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. And that's what truly matters. Let's sing of this in the words of hymn 523, verse 1.